Hare Krishna. Delusion that dons the dress of decency is disastrous. Delusion refers to a deep-rooted illusion. Now, we have various illusions in material existence. And we have illusions at a simple level where we may see sand, we may look at sand in the desert and think of it to be a mirage. And now, this is an illusion, but delusion refers to something which is much more pervasive, much more deep-rooted. And delusion is that dons the dress of decency. That means that there are certain delusions which are culturally considered to be indecent. So, for example, say, unnecessarily exposing bodily parts and wearing revealing dresses. This is considered in most cultures all over the world as indecent. Now, why is that? Because lust is a very dangerous force that is there within all living beings. And unless that lust is dealt with, it will grow further and further and further till it gets wreaks havoc in people's life, in one's own life and in others' lives. So anything that provokes lust has to be regulated. And that's why in the past, decent dressing meant that people wear dresses that cover the body. And now in today's world, especially, there is indecent dressing that is considered to be cool, that is considered to be fashionable, that is considered to be bold. And in that way, the delusion of bodily misidentification, we are eternal, we are souls, and we are meant to attain eternal happiness in relationship with Krishna. To the extent our consciousness rises to the spiritual level, to that extent we can experience this lasting happiness. But when our consciousness is caught and trapped at the material level, then we can't relish any higher happiness. And the material happiness that we experience at the bodily level is not permanent. And because it is temporary, so we stay caught in that temporary level of material existence. And we stay deprived of happiness, and because our need for happiness is there, so people start engaging in more and more degraded activities in the pursuit of pleasure, and in that way, people destroy themselves. So, delusion, now today, in the name of freedom of expression, in the name of freedom, people want to expose themselves and in that way, they provoke others and they get agitated themselves, both man and woman. But everyone stays in the body level of consciousness, gets more and more agitated by lust, and thus goes down and down in material existence, in material consciousness and material existence. And unfortunately, people think this is decent. So when delusion dons the dress of decency, then it becomes devastating. It just destroys. Krishna talks about such things as intelligence in the mode of ignorance. Ya dharmam adharmam cha sarvarthan viparitam cha buddhi sa parthatam tamasi. Adharmam dharmam iti ya manyate tamasa vrta sarvarthan viparitam cha buddhi sa parthatam tamasi. So Krishna says in 18.32 that adharmam dharmam iti ya, that which is adharma, that is considered to be dharma, that is considered to be indecent, that is said to be fashionable. It is said to be bold. Adharmam dharmamitiya manyate tamasa avrutaha. Those who are avrutta with tamas, those who are covered over by the mode of ignorance, sarvarthan viparitamishcha. Sarvarthan, in all ways, viparitam, exactly the opposite of what is to be done. Buddhi sapartha tamasi. That is the intelligence in the mode of ignorance. And we need to avoid such ignorance. Although that is pervading the society, we need to recognize ignorance to be ignorance. We need to recognize indecency to be indecency. By studying scripture, which offers us intelligence and transcendence, we can purge our intelligence of the ignorance of the effects of the mode of ignorance that will otherwise afflict us because of infection from the social, from the culture around us. By studying scripture regularly, we can not only recognize, reject the illusion, but we can firstly recognize illusion to be illusion. Otherwise, the illusion, when it dons a dress of decency, it becomes devastating. And people think that they are being modern, progressive, cool, fashionable, bold. And all that they are doing is, they are ruining themselves. And they are making the world a more and more miserable place. By studying the Bhagavad Gita regularly, we can protect ourselves from misery. And by sharing the wisdom of the Gita, we can protect others from the similar misery. Thank you. Hare Krishna.